USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Sri Lanka's prime minister is stepping down after thousands expressed their displeasure of a worsening economic crisis in the country. They stormed the president's residence and office, though it was not clear if the president was inside at the time. The country is currently seeking a bailout from the International Monetary Fund. Secretary of State Antony Blinken criticized what he called China's alignment with Russia after talking to his Chinese counterpart.
What you hear from Beijing is that it claims to be neutral. I would start with the proposition that it's pretty hard to be neutral when it comes to this aggression.
Blinken's overseas for a G20 summit that ended Friday, Western diplomats condemning Russia's war with Ukraine. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov walked out of summit sessions twice, accusing the West of rabid Russophobia. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Mourners in Tokyo lowered their heads as the body of former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe drove by. Abe was fatally shot during a campaign speech Friday. His body returned home to Tokyo on Saturday. Abe's attacker told investigators that he had planned the shooting because of his belief that Abe was part of an organization he resents. A top police official acknowledged that possible security lapses allowed the assassin to fire his weapon. British Defense Minister Ben Wallace says he will not run to replace Boris Johnson as Conservative Party leader and the country's next prime minister. He said he did so after careful consideration and discussing it with colleagues and family. Wallace was seen as the favorite by some after Johnson resigned Thursday amidst several ethics scandals. Overall, Wall Street crawled to a winning week on Friday after a stronger-than-expected jobs report. The major indexes were mixed at the close. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The Empire State wants to dig deeper before officials allow you to own a gun.
People in New York State seeking to carry concealed handguns will be required to hand over a list of their social media accounts for review of their, quote, character and conduct. The approach comes as missed warning signs pile up in investigations of mass killings. The new requirement, which takes effect in September, will also require applicants to undergo hours of safety training, prove they're proficient at shooting, provide 4 character references, and sit for in-person interviews. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey has signed off on a law that restricts how the public can record police officers. The law makes it a misdemeanor to knowingly record officers within 8 feet or closer without the officer's permission. The measure was opposed by civil rights and media groups. David Lloyd with the First Amendment Center spoke to News Nation.
That is a content-based restriction on speech. It specifically targets video recording of law enforcement activity. It does not say you may not approach within 8 feet for any purpose. It says you may not approach within 8 feet for the purpose of making a video record of what police are doing.
The law goes into effect in September. Look for USA Radio wherever you get your podcast. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.